Chaps experience here on Sports Radio 92.9. Game time for Wireless Wednesday. Rick Linford with us. Got a lot to cover with Rick. Of course, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. Covers sports technology both nationally and locally. You can find a daily tech column on examiner.com. Also featured locally weekly on CBS Atlanta. Also everything Georgia. And you can check links out to everything that Rick and I talk about over the course of the next 10 minutes or so at his website, ricklimpert.info. You can also follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. So before we get to the main subject at hand, you took a tour at the Bridgestone Golf Factory in Covington earlier today. Tell us all about it. What did you see?
Yeah, it was great. Covington, less than an hour from Atlanta, of course. And, you know, most people don't realize that Bridgestone golf balls aren't made in Taiwan or China or Japan, as some of the presidential candidates will have you thinking. They're made right in Covington. And I got to see a golf ball being made from start to the finish today over at the Bridgestone Golf Factory for a piece I'm doing. And it was great. Great place. And I love their products. And it's neat that place is so close to Atlanta.
So you're taking shots at some political candidates and anyone in particular? By the way, did you vote today? It's the primary today.
Yeah, we did. We got the precinct right in our subdivision. So no excuse. I'm not going to divulge who I vote for, but this presidential election season has been, in some ways, you know, more exciting than the world of sports, which is hard to believe. But, today's voting day. Get out and vote.
Come on, Rick. It's me. It's Mitch. And it's the experience. You can let us know what you did.
No, I can't do that. I have to stay neutral in what I do, Mitch. And as you probably do, maybe you can be a little more open than I am. But it's a decision. It's great we are able to do that in this country. And let's hope America stays great.
All right, I'm with you on that. No matter who it is that becomes our president, our next president, yeah, let's hope that everything in the crazy world that we live in is somehow made a little bit easier. All right, with that said, let's get to what we're here to talk about. None of this political stuff. Grateful League action got underway for the Braves on Tuesday. They played to a 4-4 tie, of all things, with the Orioles. I don't know what that means for the final season at Turner Field, but spring training is officially now underway with game action, and there's a lot of new technology in Major League Baseball that's going to be tested and introduced during this time period that leads up to the regular season, which means that Rick's already in midseason form. He's going to preview some of the hot tech that we're going to look for in spring training. So let's start with this. As much as we hear and talk about head injuries in football, taking a baseball to the old noggin is nothing to take lightly, especially if you're a pitcher. So we're going to see some new protective headwear out there for pitchers, right?
Yeah, this is one of the big stories, Mitch, coming out of spring training. It was only a matter of time before we started talking about protective headwear for pitchers, because they're really sacrificial lambs there on the pitcher's mound with the way those balls are now coming up the box. So they've got a company called Boom Bang. They've designed a helmet that kind of looks like a hat. The top is cut off, and it's supposed to be comfortable, and the helmets are made specifically for the pitcher, so they're individually made. And some of the pitchers are on board with this. They're looking into it, and yes, you can never be too safe. So protective helmets for pitchers, that's something to really look for this spring training and in the future.
What are they made of? Is it a hard helmet, kind of like what batters use?
Yeah, carbon fiber. It's supposed to be very comfortable. I don't think it's exactly the same as a batting helmet, but comfortable, light, and it's been tested to protect people up to 85 mile an hour so far. So I know the balls are coming back off the mound, by the mound, faster than that, but this is a start.
Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience in Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Rick Linford with us on the waitfor.com hotline. We're talking about brand new technology that's being used at spring training. So we led off with protective helmets for pitchers. Now also, let's just talk about the uniforms and specifically the uniform tops. What's new there?
Yeah, remember back in a long time ago in the early days of baseball, Mitch, they were wearing those thick jerseys.
Flannel.
They had to have been unbearingly hot, uncomfortable. Now, in spring training, the teams are going to be trying cool-based technology in the jersey. So that polyester performance mesh that's moisture-wicking, repels sweat, and keeps you dry, comfortable. these are going to be tried now, and see what the players think of them. And people can buy their own Cool-Base jerseys. They're available at fanatics.com. So we'll see what this has to be good, I think. This technology is used in other sports, and it's only a matter of time before the players are more than comfortable out there on the field.
Hey, when I was playing Little League and Babe Ruth League, we had those flannel uniforms. My Grabstein's Deli team.
Oh.
We had those flannels that were heavy for kids. So, hey, this next item's ingenious, and it's about time that something like this was invented. Three-wheel pitching machines that don't just throw fastballs.
Yeah, and we all know the pitching machines that are at batting cages. We go and try them out. Three-wheel pitching machines now have come to Major League Baseball. So great training for batters. These they throw cutters, sliders. You can get at the edge of the plate. They'll throw it wherever you want it to go. But also, this is being used for catchers and helping improve their technique as far as catching, stopping balls, and getting up into the throwing out base dealers. So great three-wheel pitching machines. I thought these were already around, but apparently not. They're being tried this year.
No knuckleballs? Doesn't throw a knuckler?
No, they bring Tim Wakefield back for that.
Nicely done, Rick. Rick Lippert, Wireless
didn't
Wednesday.
Didn't he play for like 25 years? I mean, he's still around, isn't he?
I think he's done now, but he did play against the Braves in the early 90s when the Braves, had the worst to first. He was a pitcher for the Pirates, as I remember. And then he also pitched for the Red Sox. Hey, he gave up that home run in Game 7 to Aaron Boone in the ALCS. That was 2003.
Yep. Wilbur Wood, the Necro Brothers, Tim Wakefield, the knuckleball's a lost art.
No doubt about it. All right, so why am I not shocked about what you got next? It's a smart bat, and none other than Mike Trout of the Angels is using it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good person to be using this product, Zep. They have little attachments that attach onto various pieces of sporting equipment to make them smart. They now have a smart bat. Mike Trout's experimenting with it. The sensor's on the handle. It gives you instant feedback on attack angle, swing speed, bunch of other metrics. So the smart bat, I think this is going to be a hit with little leaguers very soon and every other level of baseball.
Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lippert here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're covering new technology that's being used. Baseball spring training underway. The Braves played to a 4-4 tie with the Orioles on Tuesday to get their Grapefruit League schedule underway. Hey, the new technology also involves the fans, and it's for their own good. Major League Baseball starting the use of extended protective netting in spring training.
Yeah, the Cubs are going to try it in spring training. A bunch of the major league teams are going to try it during the year. This came down from the commissioner's office back in December. It was kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit. While they're not requiring the teams to have this protective netting, they're recommending they have it. So it's been a kind of a hot topic. The fans getting injured in the stands and they're not paying attention. I think some of this deals with the fans are now looking at their smartphones more than watching the games. You got to be alert when you're at a baseball game. And that's why we got this protective net. That's my theory, at least, Mitch.
I think you're right. Go to a game, usually, okay, your attention span was maybe looking it down at the program, reading something that you had, that was in the program that you would buy or something like that, or turning and speaking to somebody. You are dead on, though, with smartphones and also integrated at the ballparks to use smartphones to be able to get the information on some of the stuff that's going on with the game.
Yeah, we used to have our little scorecard, and now people are taking selfies and checking their email and not paying attention to the game. You got to be alert for those foul balls.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, time for the App of the Week. So we started things out talking a little tennis, and then our main focus was on baseball. Now we turn our attention to some tennis. Is that right, Rick?
Yeah, the App of the Week. Mitch, this is a blast from the past. There was, back in the 90s, there was a very popular video game, tennis video game called Tennis Champs. It's been re-released now for iOS, and it's coming to all the mobile platforms. This is the John Madden game, Madden version of tennis. It's a very popular tennis game. It's a great game. It's got all the regular tennis movements and spins and shots. You can play a whole season of tennis and pro tournaments, work your way to the top of the rankings. And it's hard to find a good tennis video game. Tennis Champs has been the best, and it's great to see it back and re-released for iPhones and iPads.
Really? So I can get this game for free and play it on my iPhone?
This is the best deal right now. This is a great game. It's free for a limited time, free right now. This is people that had the old Amiga version of this game are ecstatic that it's out now for iOS platforms.
All right, what's it called again?
tennis champs. Go and search for it free right now on iOS.